or the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. Investigators are trying to determine what led a U.S. citizen and Army veteran to drive a rented pickup truck at high speed down Bourbon Street in New Orleans early New Year's Day. 15 people were killed before Shamsuddin Jabbar was shot dead by police. ABC's Christian Cordero has more from New Orleans.
Inside that Ford F-150, authorities say they found multiple homemade pipe bombs packed with nails. A fire at an Airbnb near Bourbon Street yesterday morning is now reportedly being linked to Jabbar. Officials say it appears explosive devices associated with the attack were made at the property.
An ISIS flag was also discovered in that pickup truck. An immediate question was how the truck was able to access Bourbon Street. Jim Maurer was there at the time.
There didn't appear to be a lot of heavy metal barricades or anything like that.
Officials have said that steel bollards on the street were unreliable and in the process of being replaced. This is ABC News. A mass shooting late on New Year's Day in New York City. It happened outside of a nightclub in Queens, says the NYPD Chief of Patrol Philip Rivera.
Four males were walking eastbound on 91st Avenue onto 144th Place towards the venue. Three to four males then opened fire over 30 times in the direction of the group standing outside the event space, striking multiple victims.
10 people were hit. None of the injuries are life-threatening. The shooters are still on the run. Promises of change in Hawaii after three people were killed when illegal fireworks apparently tipped over, launched sideways through a Honolulu neighborhood. 20 more are hurt, and Mayor Rick Blangiardi said,
New Year's Eve should be a time of joy, not danger. Yet the growing prevalence of illegal fireworks on our island has turned it into a night of risk and devastation. Year after year, this threat persists, and it must stop.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brooklyn Nets are back in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. The two teams played just a week ago. The Nets won that one, 111-105. NFL. The Packers say defensive back Jaire Alexander is likely done for the season. He had to have his right knee scoped Tuesday after weeks of swelling and pain. He suffered a torn PCL back in October against the Jaguars. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, yeah, it's a tough deal for all of us.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
That's tough. Anytime. You talk about season-ending injuries, guys not being able to come back. It's tough, you know. Going to be praying for John, and hopefully he can recover. But, it's tough, you know. Feel for the guy, you know. Definitely wants to be out there, so it's tough.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air. Air on Air. Air on Air. Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, and 98.5 FM, WISS, coming your way in Appleton and Oshkosh. We've got Kristen Ambrose coming in from Point Mortgage Corporation. Of course, a lot of people now start, I think a lot of people thought, let's get through the holidays.
Yeah.
And then let's start thinking about buying and selling.
Yeah. You know what? There's just something, I don't know, yesterday. They're talking about, you know, 2025, what's going to happen. Actually, maybe it's in the paper. It was this morning. Nothing's really going to change in the real estate market. I mean, homes are going to go up slightly, not as fast as they have been increasing. And interest rates are going to stay the same or maybe go down just a little bit. Not major changes. So don't let that cloud your decision. Now it's because you've seen some crazy
things that for like about 6 months, Jim, people were saying, well, I'm going to wait. Right. I'm going to wait until the election. I'm going to wait to see. Yeah. Okay. All that's done. Yep. Kristen will talk. If you want to do it, you got to start getting ready to
and
pull the trigger.
Houses were going up at a faster rate. Now they're still going to go up, but you know, it's back to that whole supply and demand, and we'll get that turned around, but it's going to be years. So if you want to buy a house, it's a good year to do it.
I think so too.
It's not going to be great interest rates. Not going to be terrible, but like we talk about, you know, everybody remembers, you know, 2.5-3%. Okay. But there's those of us that remember, you know, 12 and 13 too. So 6.5. Yeah.
I've said that a million times when I was in college, getting out of college. And you always think, well, graduate from college, of course you're going to buy a house. You know what I mean? That was just the thought process we had in that generation.
Right.
Well,
right.
You're a working man. No, you buy a house.
Right.
And 14% was the interest rate.
Yeah. So we got through it. We're ready to talk about it.
Yeah. But anyway, another thing. I still look to find a little fixer-upper. I'm trying to find a little fixer-upper.
I might have something for you.
Okay. Talk to me, Goose.
I might.
Okay.
So how about buying a house or getting a house actually for free and then buying a piece of land and moving it there and then fixing up, you know, get the foundation.
Oh, I like that.
Because
you're scratching me right where I itch.
That's
that's from Seinfeld with Festivus. Was that con? We don't have a tree. We have a pole. And we sit around, we air our grievances and talk about how people have disappointed us during the year. Oh, Frank, you're scratching me right where I itch.
Jeez.
Just throwing it out there.
I didn't see that. Anyway. Okay. That's an option because you have to buy a plot or a piece of land. There's land for sale, but you, especially if you get one of those infill lots. And
well, does Green Bay, did you start the thing in downtown Green Bay? Were you in office where you could buy like a piece of property for like $100 if you'd build in that neighborhood type thing? I can't think of the name of the organization.
There's a lot of programs to revitalize neighborhoods. Sure. I mean, we would discount the land if somebody would
build
something.
That's what I mean.
No,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Is that still going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. There's, if you look around, you know, they're for sale. There's land for sale, and it's a lot of times it's the city that owns the land, and you know the city would like to sell it to you for a couple reasons. One is they don't want the expense of cutting the lawn, right, on that plot.
Yeah.
But more importantly, you get a tax base, and you'd have to be home ownership. You'd have to. But all I'm saying is there's some homes that are going to be up for relocation. Maybe you want to get one of those for free. Talk to one of your buddies and move the home over to
a
lot.
Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a house because when I was growing up in my hometown, that was a regular. They had to close down about a third of my hometown was fenced off, and they had to move all the houses into areas where the land wasn't. That was such a dumb thing. No, that's still one of the dumbest things ever. So when we were kids, all of a sudden, these areas where we played and hung around, all this area right by my house, okay, all of a sudden, big cyclone fences, barbed wire. It's like East Germany being sealed off or something.
How do you think the animals feel?
Who?
The animals.
Yeah, the animal. Good point.
They're like, hey, we were here first.
But it was like they made it sound so scary, like these are going to cave in. These are going to be sinkholes. Houses are going to be swallowed up. Nothing's ever happened.
Yeah.
Not one time has anything ever happened.
Yeah.
And then now you know what they are? Now they're parks. Now they're like, oh, you know, we were wrong.
You can get away with that. But these, you may want to look at that. If you buy a piece of land, which you can get very reasonable, and, you know, work with the city, but, you're not going to move it to Appleton. But, I mean, if it's within a few blocks, you know, something on the west side, if there's some houses that are going to be relocated or demolished, you can look at buying that.
All right.
Anyway, that's an option. That's something to do. Because is home ownership one of your resolutions?
Well, it's just, you know, you pay rent, you don't get anything back. I mean, just kind of like, you know, when you move out, you like to be able to say, oh, I'm going to sell it now. And
as long as you're taking that money that you would, because a home costs more than rent.
Everybody
says the same thing, but it's not. There's so many more costs to a home.
Right.
But as long as you take that delta, that difference, and invest it into the market and make more money, then you're okay.
All right. Although I will say this, and we've talked a little bit about this. Sometimes I think, you know, everybody says, well, you know, the equity from a house is more important than, you know, paying rent. But property taxes are so high that they get you in the shorts so bad that do you come out ahead? I don't know if there's a way to come out ahead these days. Is there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's the appreciation, right? How much is your house going to go up a year? 4%?
Not as much as it doesn't say that with property taxes. I think property taxes in Wisconsin are unbelievably high.
Yeah. But if you're renting, don't think you're not paying property taxes because it's in your rent. So
I know.
People say that, I don't pay property taxes. Well, yeah, you do. I don't know. You have to look at that. But I'm old-fashioned. I like owning versus renting.
Well, no question about it.
Cars.
But I'm just saying it's not an automatic because, okay, you're going to pay.
I would agree with that.
Let's say you're going to pay $4,000 in property taxes this year. Your house didn't just appreciate by $4,000, so you're underwater. And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, we got Kristen coming in, Kristen Ambrose from Point Mortgage. Maybe she can set me straight. But property taxes have gotten so high in certain areas where it's like I don't think the old thing of well, your house, look at it, it's gone up $1,000,
right?
And your property taxes are $4,000. Oh, that's a good investment. Am I wrong? I mean, please, I want somebody to tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, well, it's not apples and apples because there was property taxes last year. It's just how much are they going up? But property taxes are going up. And are they going up more than the appreciation on your home? That's what
I'm saying. Yeah. Yes, that's
and
what I'm asking.
I think that's a good question.
Or
are
you just treading water?
Because if your house keeps the same price,
right?
I can pretty much assure you your property taxes are going to go up in certain areas.
Exactly. So you lost.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Just saying. Terry says, I watched a weird show on New Year's Eve. Enigma, Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you saw that.
I saw that.
Con, you watched the whole thing, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think, Con? I watched the whole thing, too. First of all, it didn't need to be three parts. They could have done it in 90 minutes.
Yeah, it was interesting to say, just to say one word about it. Interesting.
Yeah. That whole thing about him down in Costa Rica and this was the greatest experience of my life. Slather me with that mud, Marsha.
Wow.
He's laying in, it comes out of this thing. He's like laying in this, they're completely slathering mud. Hey, Con?
Yeah.
And rubbing mud on each other. Yep. Oh, kumbaya, kumbaya.
He is in the news a lot. Are you watching? Do you follow him? Not really.
I only
follow him on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, not that I'm a Facebook guy, but you know, when you hit the news and it goes through, you know, the political news. And but boy, sports, he's always one of the top things.
If I were the Jets, I wouldn't play him this week. I'd sit him. I really would. I would sit him. Because if he gets hurt again, then there's zero trade possibilities. So, I mean, maybe at least they can get a fifth-round draft pick for him if they trade him at the end of the season.
Wow.
He will not be back. I would be so shocked. Can you imagine
a
new general manager?
No.
And they call you in Woody Johnson, who's coming off as an idiot. Totally. Unbelievable idiot.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going, well, we want, but here's the deal. We want Aaron Rodgers back.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm out.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. I can't imagine a coach taking over that team saying, oh, by the way, you got Aaron Rodgers. The Aaron Rodgers factor. Yeah.
Nope. There's a lot of history there and a lot of patterns. And
God, I was such a fan of his after the whole Favre debacle. I mean, I went from being wonderful friends with Favre, okay, to that weird thing that happened then.
Yeah.
And the fans were so brutal on Rodgers, who was just this wonderful, nice young guy.
Right.
Nicest guy you could imagine to ask for.
Yep, agreed.
And then he turns. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
We deserve better here, don't we?
Yeah, who is it, Ted Thompson or complicated fella? I mean, that's what he is. And I don't know. There's just a lot of drama. It's like that employee that's always, oh, this or that. It's like, okay, you know, you're a good employee, but you know what?
Enough.
He'd be better somewhere else.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, another thing I would love that's never really totally 100% come out. I would love to find out somebody that was a fly on the wall when they had, and we're talking old history here, obviously, we're going back. But still, this has never fully come out. What exactly happened in that room when it was Mike McCarthy, Brett Favre, Ted Thompson, maybe Favre's agent, Buss Cook. And I don't know if anybody else was there. Maybe Andrew Brandt or one of those. I don't know. But it's never really come out because you would think once he was back in Green Bay. And again, we're talking ancient history, but I'm still saying this. I have never in all these years seen a leak on that one. What exactly went down in that room that day where it's like Brett Favre's back in town. They order pizzas and they're talking about whatever. And somehow it ends up. Nah. Mm-mm. That is that in Packer history. That is still, I mean, you're talking about, what, a four-time MVP or however many time MVP, Super Bowl champ, every record, everything there is, and you had that meeting, and somehow it came out, and you're gone.
Yeah.
I would love to know where at some point, because, I mean, you've dealt with a million people in your profession. You call people into your office when you have these meetings, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
That one, you'd think once you're behind closed door, okay, we're going to work this out, and that one didn't.
No, they
and
don't
all
always.
In all of Packer history, that's one of the most crazy things that's ever happened.
Yeah. Maybe somebody going in there, their plan wasn't to make it work out. Maybe they did get what they wanted. I mean, you don't know who goes in there with what agenda, right?
Right.
But I will give them credit, and I'll give the Packers a lot of credit for.
Oh, I do too. I'm not saying that.
No, Johnny, I'm going to start talking about for keeping stuff on the QT.
Yeah.
There's some leaks there, but
well, that's
some
one
of the
Rogers
stuff there's
big,
not.
That's one of Rogers' big thing about the Jets. There are moles and leaks.
Well, isn't he one of them?
that's what I heard. I don't know.
What do I know? Okay.
I didn't think about that. That's a good point. But every team has leaks. You know what I'd love to know? Because, okay, Aaron Scheffler and those kind of guys, were the other guy, the short, stocky guy. What's his name, Con? But anyway, but those guys on Sunday morning, somebody will get hurt, and they will put out a text
totally.
So fast.
Yeah.
There's somebody behind the scenes. I don't know if it's in locker rooms or trainers' rooms. There are leaks in the NFL, and I bet they get paid. I'll bet you anything they get paid.
They get something.
They get something on the side.
Yep.
I'd like a job like that. I would leak like you can't believe. Yeah. Send it right back at us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub & Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. like and follow us on Facebook, or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Yesterday, we reported on attempts by anti-voter legislators in Arizona to make it harder to get citizen ballot initiatives on the ballot and a higher threshold to pass one. Another suppression tactic by opponents? Slap signature canvassers with a subpoena. Recruiting and training a legion of canvassers to put a measure on the ballot is already an expensive proposition. As we noted yesterday, should the Arizona Distribution Requirement for Initiatives Amendment pass in November, signatures would be required from all 30 legislative districts in Arizona, meaning more volunteers and more expense. Bolts Magazine reports on another tactic: take the ballot question organizers to court. Opponents hope that by challenging the question's text, signature collection methods, and eligibility of canvassers, it can either invalidate signatures or make it financially unfeasible to continue. A recent Arizona law allows opponents to subpoena canvassers to defend their petitions, and if they don't appear, the signatures can be tossed out. Bolts Magazine chronicles a 2018 climate ballot question that had 1,400 canvassers subpoenaed, and organizers spent $1.3 million transporting and housing canvassers, most of whom never even testified. Expect more such tactics as anti-voter legislators try to keep power out of the hands of citizens. We've linked the Bolts Magazine article at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. Kind of that dead week of the year, huh? Isn't that like the most dead week of the year? Just in general, it's like, okay, all the holidays are over now.
Yeah.
Now you're facing winter type of thing.
And it is. It's going to get cold, right? Brittany said that on Monday.
Man.
It's going to get like the teens. Plus.
Oh, single digits.
Oh.
Next week. Like two. One of the days it's going to be two. Plus, right, Todd?
That's Todd.
I mean, I'm not Todd. I don't know.
Wow. What kind of a hat are you wearing? What kind of hat is that? What are you wearing?
It's a Bad Birdie.
What is that?
It's a golf brand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Boy, you are a big golfer.
Yeah, I've gotten into it the last 2 years.
And you're good in 2 years? I played for 40 years and I still suck.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm good. I just say.
Are you in a league?
No. I want you though.
Hey, you have to get something on Wednesdays at go Wednesdays at noon.
That's
right?
That's big. Indoor golf leagues are really big now around Green Bay and the whole area. Probably the Valley, the whole area.
What do you mean indoor?
Yeah. Yep.
With the simulators, they have golf leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an actual league like you would have during whatever.
Yeah, but that's, you don't get any exercise. No, go.
Well, no, but okay, if you got a cart, how much exercise do you get anyway? Let's be honest. I mean, come on.
I have to go out in the, I have to look in the brush by myself.
Hey, let us know, people, if you know of golf leagues out there for this winter, let us know who has golf leagues. I think that's a cool thing. By the way, William said I meant crops, not cropsies.
Okay.
When he said about the supper clubs.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Thank you, William.
That makes more sense.
Much more sense. Right. And then Brian says, rotate the sheets 90 degrees if you're trying to make a bet. I don't know what that means.
Well, no, what he's saying is a bed is like a little bit more rectangular, and he doesn't think you're doing it right. So rotate the sheets, and then maybe they'll fit because you're trying to put them on wrong.
Oh, maybe I've got the sheets on wrong.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah, very.
I didn't think about that.
Very.
Well, thank you, Brian. Very good.
So, Con, did you do? You're young. You're 40 years younger than we are.
How old are you, Con?
21, right?
25.
Oh, 25.
Yeah.
You married?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know much about you. Yeah.
No. You radio guys don't
everybody,
say much.
Everybody on that side of the glass. That's what I say. Anybody on that side of the grass are mystery people to us. We don't know a thing about
Todd.
We don't know what you do.
Right.
Well, you know I golf, so you got one thing.
That's right. That's all we know. Wow.
So as a 25-year-old, you guys make New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear
it. What'd you do for New Year's Eve? Tear it up?
Well, yeah, I had a couple of friends from my hometown come up to Green Bay, actually.
Okay, where'd you go?
We went to a couple bars on the strip down here.
What was downtown Green Bay like on New Year's Eve?
It was fun. It wasn't as packed as, like, some other bars would be.
Right.
Like, in Milwaukee, it's crazy down there.
On Water Street? Is that Water Street in Milwaukee?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. But, yeah, after that, we went to Oneida.
Oh.
And then went home after that.
All right. So not crazy night, kind
of? Not super crazy, but we had a lot of fun.
All right. Left a little money there.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's. I think. Boy, do people go out to the casino on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And I was telling Khan, I can underscore that. When I had my converting company, you know, we made a lot of paper towels, industrial wipes, you know, neck strips. But we also made those little packets, like for Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know, to the foil packs. And you take out the little wet wipe.
Okay. Yeah.
So we made those. And
you made those?
Yeah. And I was telling Khan that the Oneidas, we made them for the Oneidas.
Yeah.
And they had the little eagle on or the logo, that purple thing, which that packaging cost us more. I don't know if that was even a profitable product. But anyway, New Year's Eve, they just ordered a ton of them, like the day before New Year's Eve.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we need another 50,000. And not that, I know we were in there. It's like, I couldn't believe how many people. And then they called and reordered. But he said they don't even use those anymore.
I didn't see any.
They don't have those in there?
No, I guess he uses a sanitizer now.
Oh.
But
I used to like those.
We made a ton of them. Anyway, big, big night for them. I think that was the busiest night. You know, maybe some other things in the summer. But I'll tell you what, that New Year's Eve, the products they bought was just crazy. And it was all for people to wipe off their hands after gambling.
I remember Henry Jordan, the old Packer? He was like one of the first guys for Summerfest and everything. Great player for the Packers, Henry Jordan.
I do.
Okay. But anyway, in Jerry Kramer's book, it was like his roommate on the road.
Oh, okay.
In Jerry Kramer's book, he talks about Henry Jordan's entire like thing was trying to come up with something that would be in every hotel room. He said, if I can come up with one little thing that would be used, I will be a... Yeah.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And that's true when you think. It doesn't have to be, I'm going to recreate the wheel. One little thing. Yeah. So when you're talking about your little, the moisturettes or whatever,
right.
That's one of those kind of things. Yeah. Or even when we had Ron Umentum on the other day, and he was talking about in Vietnam,
toilet
paper made in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right. Right.
And then I saw a movie one time where a guy in England in World War II got the commission for a candy bar in everybody's mess kit.
Yeah, boy, that's volume.
That's what I mean. I mean, that one little thing. So I'm still trying to find that one little thing to put me up and over the edge.
There you go.
I'm like climbing that wall. I'm like halfway up. You know what I mean? Like halfway up. And it's like, what's that one thing I'm trying to.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm
so close.
Yeah.
Birdhouses won't do it.
Not in every hotel room.
No.
The Bible.
Yeah.
Mm. But there's.
Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
But that's what they do. That's their mission.
If you were religious and want to read the Bible, wouldn't you carry your own? What's like, dear, on your trip, here's your Bible. That's okay. I'm going to use the hotels. Nobody's ever done that.
I don't know about that.
Nobody's ever read a Bible in a hotel room.
I don't know.
Quick poll.
People get lonely and they're like, I got to get some help.
Con.
And you maybe you want to. Yeah.
Con.
Go ahead, Con.
Con, open them up. Quick poll. Have you ever read a Bible in a hotel room?
Have you ever
I'm the first. I say no.
Have you ever used the Bible in the hotel room? Right? That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Have you ever used it? Have you ever been like so like and bored? I want to watch TV. I'm not feeling right. And you just go in, you grab the Bible, sit down, open it up. Or wherever you open it up,
I read a thing one time where it said, I probably shouldn't give this away.
Okay. Give some away in the Bible. Okay. Let's hear.
No. If you want to hide something in your house, if somebody's going to go through your house, they break in and they go through, best thing is to hollow out a Bible and hide the stuff in there and put it on a shelf. No one's ever going to grab that Bible and look. I probably shouldn't say that now in case anybody's like, whatever. I did that when I was a kid one time. I took a book and I like cut out the pages and hid stuff in it.
Really? That's cool.
That would have been a great place for you to hide your weed back in the day. All right. Cowboy Dave says Hilly Haven has indoor golf leagues. All right, that's cool.
All right.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yes. Is Kristen out there?
Yes.
All right. She's standing out in the cold?
Yep.
And Todd, want to take care of our guest, Con?
Come on, Con.
Todd would have her in here. He'd have coffee. He'd have a warm Danish. He'd be warming that up right now, Con.
Danish.
Wow.
A warm Danish.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Election 2024 is behind us, and some new faces are taking over leadership on the House and Senate Ag Committees. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the four leaders of the committees have a wealth of experience.
The House Ag Committee Chairman is Glenn G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania. He's well-established. New ranking committee member Angie Craig from Minnesota. New, but not inexperienced. On the Senate side, John Bozeman from Arkansas takes over as the committee chairman. He's been serving as the leading Republican for a while. And joining him from the other side of the aisle is Senator Amy Klobuchar from the Democrats. Again, new to her post, not new to Congress, not new to the Ag Committee.
That's Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, along with us. I'll have more news right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Joshua Gonzalez, a second grade teacher and agriculture committee chairman at River Trail School of Agricultural Science in Milwaukee Public Schools, has been named the 2024 Wisconsin Outstanding Teacher by the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom program. Gonzalez's passion for agricultural literacy stems from personal experience and a vision to transform urban education. Reflecting on the pandemic's impact on food access, Gonzalez recalled his grandparents' backyard fruit trees in Puerto Rico, where neighbors shared harvests to support one another. Inspired by this memory, he now equips students to address food deserts and build sustainable, healthy communities through urban agriculture. You can learn more about this as well as find other agriculture news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter as you'll receive stories delivered to your inbox every day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 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 Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. The Mayor had to step out to get some car issues taken care of, which is so much fun in the middle of winter when your car doesn't start and things like that.
Start the year off.
That's a fun thing. Nothing more fun. I'll tell you what. I'm going to give a plug for somebody. We got a place down here, Downtown Auto. It's been there for like 100 years.
That's what he was saying when he walked
in. They're awesome.
I love it.
It's so old school in the best ways possible.
That's the one in the corner, right?
Yeah.
Love it.
Love it. It reminds me. I grew up in my brother's garage. He owned a gas station, a garage. And it's just the same smell. You know what I mean? It just harkens back to like, 50 years ago.
Yes.
Love that place. Downtown Auto, they're fantastic. But anyway, Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, in the house right now.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And, Jim and I knew, we were all just talking before he left there. For a lot of months, people were saying, I'm going to wait until after the election. Well, I'm going to wait until after the start of the year. I'm going to wait until before
Wait.
All those things are over.
They are.
So it's a clean slate. Total no more excuses of putting things off.
Nope.
So you go ahead and give people advice right now.
Yeah. So here's what I'm seeing and what I've really been paying attention to the last few months is, and here's one of the hardest things just to start off. And I was talking to a client last night about it. People are still expecting when they call us to hear really low interest rates because the Federal Reserve dropped the interest rates now 3 times, right?
That's just been
quarter.
They
actually went up.
They did.
They did. So here's what people just want.
Is it about 6.8 right now? 6.7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, all the way up to 7.25. Because think about it. Credit scores matter. Down payment matters. All of that. Your lender's always going to look at the risk.
There are two things that are always in your face.
Yeah.
Interest rates and gas prices.
Always.
Isn't that something?
Never stops. never stops. So one of the things people's, in total layman's terms, clients come back and they're like, well, wait a minute. I thought they dropped interest rates. So one of the biggest things to remember with mortgages is that the Fed funds rate does not directly affect the mortgage rates. However, when the Fed fund speaks, that can, you have true investors. You have people that are investors in the background. And Jerome Powell's last message basically was higher for longer. And when the investors heard that, even though they dropped the Fed funds rates, the investors went up.
So somebody's comment can, wow.
It's crazy.
Butterfly flaps his wings in the Amazon, huh?
There's a few other things involved with that, but the overall sentiment was this year rates are going to stay in the six, mid to upper sixes, and that's what it's going to be. So, don't expect to call somebody and get a 5.5% interest rate. It's not going to happen. And here's the deal. If it is, you're probably paying a lot of points in there. So when you're working with national lenders or online lenders, I always suggest getting a second opinion from somebody local. Now, your online lenders are out there saying, you don't need to work with somebody local, work with us. But the hard part is, especially in the state of Wisconsin and in the Midwest in general, we're kind of a unique factor in the nation, is everybody's really great shoppers and everybody's in tune. We give a lot of really good feedback. But what people don't realize is Wisconsin is one of the lowest closing cost states.
Ah.
So your online lenders are still trying to purge and do high closing costs like they do in all these other states. And it doesn't work here. But people fall for it every time. Oh, I got you this lower rate, but they're not looking at the cost of what that rate's going to be to them. So for instance, I did an example this weekend and a 0.5% difference to pay a point for a client, it was going to take them over 5 years to make that point up.
Wow.
Well, in 5 years, most the livelihood of a mortgage is typically between 5 and 7 years, which means you're either going to sell it or refinance or most likely do something.
Can I just say one thing? And again, the old term when I was in real estate, but I remember dealing with this client and got a loan that way. And I'm dealing, and there was an issue with the comp for the house. It was a, the old fashioned modular home type, which brings a lot of other things. Yeah. And I was dealing with somebody from like San Jose, California. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to explain about in this area how that's, everything. And
crux.
Oh, they could not comprehend what I was trying to say. And I had to.
Yeah.
I mean.
And I know my local lender friends,
right,
if they're listening, will be nodding their head because I can't tell you the they used to be called good faith estimates for those of you who are, you know, now they're called loan estimates. And I will get them from a loan officer in California,
yeah,
or Detroit, or
yes, there's one that's headquarters in Detroit. Mm-hmm. I won't say the name.
Yep.
But there's one headquarters, and this other one was in the West Coast.
And there's another one in Texas.
Okay.
And they call themselves really big VA people. And, you know, there's a couple others in that southern, it's really those big states, but in those southern, you know, areas, well, Detroit is north, but when you do that, it is.
I'm just writing that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that. Don't say the name.
No, I'm watching you write it. So if you're wondering what the heck happened, yes, absolutely.
Those two. Yep.
And so you and I are on the same wavelength, right? So with that being said, like one of them won't even touch your loan without charging you a point.
Wow.
And the rate's
higher. Explain what a point is. If we're like a first time, because I just put you in touch with a first time home buyer.
You did, thank you.
You bet. And he, you know, these are the kind of things they know. And I'm sure
he'd say,
what are points? Can you describe points?
Yes. 1 point is equal to 1% of your loan amount. So let's say your loan amount is $200,000. 1 point is $2,000. So that's a fee that you pay. Typically, discount points is what they are. You get a discount on the rate because you're, look at it this way. You're investing in a lower interest rate. So what I do is every time I quote somebody a point, I give them the return on their investment because that's what it is. And what does that break even? Well, if it's 5 years, that means if you were to refinance or sell that home in less than 5 years, you actually lost money on a lower rate. So you don't want to do that if you don't have to, you know, which then take the par rate. The par rate is where it doesn't cost you anything, just your typical third-party closing costs. But these ones and one other one are when I get their loan officer highway robbery. Now, it is a no little known fact that a lot of places in California especially won't do loans. I mean, I'm seeing $20,000, $30,000 in closing costs.
Wow!
I'm not kidding you. It's crazy. And then they'll say, oh, but I'm giving you a $10,000 closing cost credit.
Wow.
Well, what the H is the difference if I'm spending $20,000 when I should be spending $3?
What's the advantage?
Why do people take your $10,000 credit?
But the thing is, some of them I think don't realize that it's an out of town entity. They think they're going to be talking to somebody from wherever here, and instead they're talking to somebody from far away.
Far away, And the easiest things you can do, you know, loan officers have an NMLS, right? And the
can I just say one thing? I'm not going to say. They tick me off.
A bad.
They tick me off, which is the way they perceive themselves versus how they really are.
100%. Okay. And that's a lot of your big lenders.
Yeah.
It's a lot of your big lenders out there. They perceive themselves as wanting to help. But the problem is they do so much and they invest so much in your over technology and over operations and things like that. And you know who pays for it is the consumer.
Absolutely.
They're not doing that out of their own pocket.
Yeah, I think they're taking a loss.
They're charging you, whether it's in fees or points. Yeah. One way or another, they're going to make their money back. And that's why I say, yes, a low interest rate matters for those of you listening, but make sure you're not overspending the fees for those lower interest rates. Because at that point, the lower interest rate probably is costing you more money.
What was the old song? What was the song? Yeah. Blondie. One way or another, I'm going to get you.
Because I'm going to
get you. One way or another, I'm going to hit you. Todd. Con, remember that song? Blondie?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to love Blondie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very, and veterans. Veterans are the ones that are, predatory lending is the worst on them.
Yep.
Horrible.
Yep.
So I always say, you know, veterans, just take a look. One of the things that I've been able to be known for, and I'm really proud of it, is the fact that a lot of these online lenders work really hard to get into the state of Wisconsin, and so many of them fail. Because we've made so much education out there for them, right?
Right.
And not just me, but those who are out there who are trying to educate the borrower so that they're smarter about the decisions they make. And with that being said, when they're smarter than that, we make it so it's better to stay local, right? I don't know of anyone that would sit back and say, yeah, I'm going to give all my money to out-of-state, out-of-town, out-of-country people. Everyone's heart is really in keeping it local and keeping it in their communities.
I agree.
And that's one of the things that helps a lot with that. So you just want to make sure that you're at least getting a second opinion with somebody local.
Yep.
Outstanding. In my opinion. Okay. Of course, it's kind of biased because I'm here, but
it's true. I mean, just having been in the business, what I saw too was like, wow.
Yep. Yeah. I lend nationally. So I understand what that looks like. And even nationally, people are like, What? Because it's the local areas where they're used to. Right. Oh, we always charge a point. We don't know how to not charge a point. No, we don't know. We don't pick up our phone, or you're never going to see us, or, you know, talk to us. Yeah. So
then come right down, knocking your door, and
right talk here. About it. Nowhere to hide. I actually had a truck driver once. I had a billboard up, and he called me. He's like, after a few times of passing it, I figured if you were willing to put your name and number on a billboard, that you weren't hiding from anything. And
oh,
I'm like,
cool.
Never looked at it that way, but yeah.
Absolutely.
Here I am.
We're with Kristen Ambrose, and I'll tell you what, Point Mortgage Corporation. I mean, Jim and I were talking about. And not to get into this other ballgame, we've talked about this, but sometimes property taxes are so high that people better be careful with their mortgage.
Yes.
Because there's like double, triple whammies. When I mean, we always talk about it's so much better to own a place than to rent.
Yeah.
Great. Super.
Right.
But it's not just skies are totally blue and there's not a problem once you get that deed.
Right. Well, and that's why
you really got to get education.
You
beforehand.
Do.
And that's why I just handed you off to a great friend of mine.
Yes.
Brought him over to, you know, our good friends, Ben and Deanna.
Yep.
For a realtor. And now he's looking for somebody to talk about financing. I like it that I can point them to somebody I know, flesh and blood that you know.
Thank
I just
you.
Think that confidence factor is so important, especially when somebody's buying a house for the first time. It's one of the biggest financial things they'll ever do in their lifetime.
It means
maybe the
world.
Biggest.
Yeah.
So you can't screw it up.
No. And I talked to we had a New Year's Eve party, and I talked to a gentleman who's a first-time home buyer, and he just said, you know, can I come to you for a second opinion? He's like, I'm talking to this guy right now, and I said, talking circles around you? And he goes, I'm cross-eyed. Like, he, you know, I said, they'll do that to you. They'll talk circles around it.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Get you confused.
Get you confused instead of just laying it out. At the end of the day, this is your mortgage, your money. One of the things people, when we do pre-approvals, they get confused about is because they say, oh, well, you pre-approved me for, I will just stick with the same $200,000.
$200,000, yep.
So if it's $180,000, I should still qualify. The thing about it is you have to remember that we don't qualify to almost a purchase price. We qualify to a loan amount and a payment.
Okay.
And I love that you brought up the taxes, because taxes and insurance are becoming really big sticklers. You could go to Bellevue and spend $3,000 in taxes, and you can go two roads down the way in Ledgeview and spend $7,000.
Yeah.
For a similar home.
Absolutely.
That amount in your escrow will change your qualifying
Absolutely.
Payment. And then now you might not qualify for that same $200,000.
So, and you start underwater, upside
we've
down.
We've been saying for years to clients, anytime you're interested in a house, get us that house and the address first so we can line up the payment to make sure you qualify for the house.
It's not all created equal.
It's not.
Where you go is so important.
It matters. Yeah. It absolutely does. And one of the great things about new construction right now is the insurance. We're seeing insurance really low there, where if you buy a 20-year-old home, it's more expensive because now the roof is a little bit older and the siding's older and the, you know, all of the things. So I always say make sure nowadays, or it used to be, what, you know, hey, about a week before, get us the insurance.
Yeah.
Now I'm almost like, make sure you have that insurance agent lined up when you're looking at houses so we can get quotes right away, because that may change things.
Talk about some of the things, just steps wise. Like I'm having my buddy who's a great guy, first time home buyer.
Yep.
Set him up with an agent, setting him up with you.
Yep.
And tell me something, like for somebody like that that's never done it before, single guy, I was living in apartments.
Yeah.
Tell me some of the things that they need. Give me a list of like the top three things before you make that jump that they really need some education on.
They need to understand.
And when I say education, it's just because you can't get it anywhere. You can read a million things on the internet, yada, 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 and 90% might be BS.
You're going to,
give me the actual right here, right now.
It's just like anything on, you know, when you prescribe yourself on Google, right? Similar thing. You can read anything and hear what you want to.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, mortgages are as clear as mud. They're not common sense. So you really want to understand what income you can use to qualify, because every dollar may not be able to be used depending on how long you've been in the job. The second thing is you really want to understand your insurance tax costs. I'm going to lump those together because that's an escrow payment. And the third thing is you really want to understand what you're getting into for down payment and closing costs, because 0% down does not mean that you don't need any money. There's still costs to do the loan.
But they come up with some great slogans like that.
Oh, gosh, they sure do. And they find ways, really creative ways to wrap them in.
This is really interesting. This is great stuff. Again, this is 2025. Yeah. We've been talking so many times. Well, we got to get through the election, got to get through the new year. So we are there right now. We're going to talk about that as soon as we come back. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Very, very vital information coming up.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Were you born in 73?
No, God, no. He was.
Were your parents born in 73?
Yeah,
they were toddlers. No. Ah, I just got settled.
Wow, Jim, real nice.
Dang it.
Your one chance.
Move your feet, lose your seat. Her Sorry
Nikki's,
about it.
Nikki's one chance at stardom. So what's wrong with your car?
Now what happened?
I just got it repaired. Like, and it was thousands, but I got tires and everything. I just do everything, fix everything. And I don't know if it's the starter or if it's the fab, but it just, it didn't start. So it's been at the Northland Hotel for the last 3 days. So they're going to go over there and get it. I had AAA come, which is a great organization. We've been members of them. And he goes, it's not the battery. He goes, I can tow it. I'm like, where? I don't know where to tow it, right? I'm not used to cars braking. So I went over to Downtown Auto, which I love those guys, and they're going to go over there and take a look at it. So, Johnny, I don't know, Tanser, and you know me, Mr. Mechanic.
I got a good buddy. He runs Green Bay Rebuilders, starters and alternators and batteries. We're going to give him a call in a little bit, and we'll give him a diagnostic thing, see if he comes up with it. We're going to do that.
I would not. Love that. I'm not a good one to do that because I really don't, like, he was going to ask me what's wrong, and I'm going to say it doesn't work.
Well, you turn the key and nothing happens, right? I mean, not even a click.
It's a great metaphor for life.
You kind of push the
key. Thank you, Nikki. You'll be back, Nikki. Don't wander too far.
It's not even a turn the key. It's a
push. As soon as Kristen gets tired of us.
It's the push the button. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I just hate it.
Yeah, you can't even hear the click anymore.
I know.
The buttons and stuff.
Great to have you in here, Kristen. This is really important stuff. Really fun stuff. Okay, when you were in really, we wrote down, we didn't say them alive on the air, the three biggest mortgage-type national companies we would stay away from. Would you agree with those?
Yeah. I would probably even switch these two.
We didn't have any order, but just in general.
Yeah. You know, it's too bad when some people go online and you see this.
That's exactly what Kristen was just talking about.
Yeah, it was.
And we didn't even pay you to say that.
Yeah, it just. I don't know. It is. You got to do your homework. And there's so many good local banks here that I think really want to work with you. And especially if you're a little bit younger, but even, you know, people like a little bit older, they want to establish a rapport like you. You have repeat customers. We as realtors, Johnny and I both have our license. And, you know, it's nice to get those people. Yeah. They may not do business with us for another 5-6 years, but when they do or their kids do, they're going to call.
Right.
So, and I think always... banks are good about that here in Green Bay. When they say they're community minded, they really are.
Yeah. And one of my favorite closings last month was a 62-year-old lady who was first-time homebuyer.
Oh, nice. Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, so I always say it's proof it's never too late to start.
No.
Oh,
and
I'm like 100 and I still want
to
have another house.
Right?
Yeah.
Same.
Right. So let me ask you this, Krista. Okay, once again, we were talking about we're through the election. We're through the start of the new year. Yeah. It's pretty much, okay, they're not going to magically all of a sudden go crazy, yada, yada, yada. Now is the time. If you want to buy a house in 2025 or by the summer or whatever, tell me some of the things, once again, groundwork before they go even with a realtor. So I'm a firm believer you need to talk to you, somebody like you, first before real estate person.
I completely agree. So it's I mean, everybody, most people know their bank or, you know a realtor, but it's really important to start with the pre-approval first. And I mean, 23 years in the business for myself, I am happy to refer you to a great real estate agent that fits your needs, whether it's an investment home, whether it's a first-time home buyer, whether it's a two-unit. I don't care if it's from here to Milwaukee. I work with realtors all over. Happy to help you get that person in line that's going to best suit you.
Fit your needs.
Nothing against it, but a real estate agent who's never sold an investment property is probably not the best person if you're an investor. Right?
Right.
So you want to work with somebody who understands what you're looking for to meet your goals on both the real estate and lending side. And, you know, but it's really hard. You know, an agent can't really set you up to win by sending you pictures of houses if you have really no idea what your price point is. So you want to set them up to win, too.
And I think a good discussion to have with someone like you or a realtor, if you trust them, is, you know, a house isn't a house. I mean, there's condos.
Yep.
There's investment properties. Yeah. You know, we had Noel Halverson on here from NeighborWorks.
Yes.
And just some pretty cool programs. I was telling Johnny this morning, they'll sell you a lot. You can buy a house and move it to that lot. Now, that's a fixer-upper, but if you get the house for free, that's a pretty good start.
Yep.
Now, there's a lot that has to be done with utilities and everything else, but...
No, NeighborWorks is fantastic. I'm lucky I sit on their lending.
Well, you're on their lending committee?
Their lending committee.
Oh, cool.
And so we just changed a lot of rules
to
match further to in NeighborWorks. It's a lot of months, a lot of talking, a lot of planning, a lot of voting. Right. But we feel like we've just really improved what the client can get from NeighborWorks. So that's a huge step in the right direction for our community as well, and something that a lot of the other online lenders don't know.
Right, and he's working with Appleton and sharing some programs with them. And how about Noel lost 100 pounds? I mean, that's cool.
Crazy.
In and of itself.
But yes.
He's a good guy. I've known him for years.
No matter who you are, Jim and I always notice the weight loss.
But just always.
How we judge people.
Face first.
How successful they are and determined.
But you talk about someone being all in on helping people buy homes.
Yeah.
It's him. I mean, he's been doing that, 20 years, he said?
Oh, yeah. 15 or something? Yep. And so, what's neat is there's a lot of us who have been in. We were actually at the Realtor Christmas party. And, you know, those of us who have been in the business now for 20, 25 years are like, oh, the new Realtors are coming in. Uh-huh. Like, we're the old ducks now. But
did you get invited to that, John?
Did not.
Okay, good.
If you're part of the REAW.
I am.
I was saying, do you guys still?
We pay our dues.
Yeah,
you pay your dues and you're invited.
All right, Kristen. Okay. Point Mortgage Corporation, you got 30 seconds. Give yourself a plug.
Oh, gosh. We were able to help 185 families last year.
Nice.
Super excited about that. We did everything, like I said, from a first-time homebuyer at 62 all the way to, you know, those tenured and have huge down payments, jumbo loans. So anything I can do to help you, please reach out, 920-606-1156. Would love to be on your team.
Kristen Ambrose, Point Mortgage Corporation.
Thank you.
You are awesome. Happy New Year.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. Homeland Security Investigations is going to help secure tonight's Sugar Bowl, delayed after Wednesday's terror attack in New Orleans that left 15 people dead. Authorities are investigating Shamsuddin Jabbar. He's the U.S. military veteran identified as the man who drove his rented truck through the French Quarter, killing 15 people.
The first signs of potential ties to ISIS, the scene. The terror group's black flag found in the vehicle. And ABC News has learned he's been divorced multiple times, and there was evidence of financial difficulties. In addition to referencing ISIS, authorities are also aware of videos that appear to have been made as he drove from Texas to New Orleans. The suspect can be heard allegedly discussing divorce and the desire to kill his family.
It's ABC's Chief Justice correspondent Pierre Thomas. One avenue of investigation is whether the attack had any connection to the Tesla explosion outside of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas Wednesday. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news.